If we ever had a family movie, it's probably that one about how 9/11 was an inside job.
And I looked over at him, and he looked over at me with his whiskey, and he goes, "When boys were bloody men."
Give him a call. And he's like, "Yeah, I'm in Ohio." And he said it so casually. He said it like, "Yeah, I'm going to be a little late. I'm just going to need to go to Canada real quick."
Fuck you, Dad!
All right, everybody, welcome back to a new episode of Fuck You, Dad. We did not have an episode last week. Because in light of the murder of George Floyd and everything going on in the country, just it seemed a little inappropriate just for 1.5 white dudes to jump online and be like, "Hey, listen to my podcast."
Yeah,
you know, it seems like the least important. Just to be like, "Hey, Black Lives Matter, but so does my podcast. So listen to that." Like that would have been.
Although,
pretty
I
rude.
Did see. And, I read an article. I saw it was a giant mob of protesters protesting peacefully, and then riot. Police showed up with all their riot gear, and it looked like it was going to get hairy until someone started blasting our first episode, and then peace, total peace. So I'm not, you know, get from that what you will, but I think Fuck You, Dad is really going to tie together the American century here.
Right. Yeah, for sure. No, we're the only thing holding the country together. I've been saying that for a long time. But yeah, I mean, it's a crazy time. You know, I hope if you can protest, I think you should do that. Donate to where
absolutely.
You can and help out for sure. And, if you're white, you know, self-reflect a little bit and how things are done. I don't know if I have a lot of white privilege, but I definitely have goofy Jew face privilege. And that every time I've interacted with the police, they definitely look at me and they're like, "This guy doesn't even have the confidence."
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're just like, "He's speeding because he wants to go home and hit his inhaler." You know, or he's like so ready to break the Freshlight out of the packaging and try it out for the first time. Like the most abuse I've gotten from a police officer is when I was getting arrested for a drinking ticket. He just kept going, "You know, you look like Screech." And I was like, "I'm already being
arrested."
Yeah,
like doing that.
I was like, you've won. I was like, "Do you need to destroy my record and my self-esteem?" I was like, "What? Why do you need to do this?"
I got pulled over while smoking pot my freshman year of college. And I had a lot of like different ways of smoking pot in my car. I did have a bong in my car at the time, which is never smart. But he grabbed it. And he was about to break it on the street, but then he stopped himself and handed it to me and said, "Here, son, you do it." And I was so ripped that I started to cry because I was like, "I don't want to break my bong, man." And then he just like he shook his head and then just slapped it out of my hand and it broke on the road.
I love that that's the hilarious like white story of trauma. Like everyone else is like, "They killed my son." And you're like, "And then he made me break the bong, but I was too high because it was some fucking dank kush. And he took it. He said, 'I'll do it.' And I'll never forget." It was just white kids protesting.
That's why I want them defunded, bro.
"Don't smash our bongs. Don't smash our bongs." Just in the dance. It's so hilarious. Could see, but that, you know, it was the other way around. You would have been on the floor.
Yeah. Oh, ridiculous. I wouldn't be here today right now, you know?
Right. In my experience with the police, I've learned a couple of skills and I think a couple of tips. Number one, ideally you want to be a white woman. Now, if you can't do that, have one in the vicinity because they're like police repellent. They're literally like, they're like an invisibility cloak. Like I was, my current girlfriend is white and, my girlfriend, I don't know why I said current girlfriend. Let's cut that out. So my girlfriend's white. And then, and we were driving to this comedy festival last fall and she was going 80 miles an hour in a 45, which is a crime. Which is illegal, right?
Where was she trying to get to?
We weren't even late. She just didn't even notice how fast she was going. And she gets pulled over. And then and I'm freaking out, right? And then the cop comes to the window and says how – it's like, "Do you know how fast you're going?" She's like, "No." And then it's like, "You're going 85 in a 45. It's like, "Do you have any – are you in a hurry?" And she just literally, like, looks bored. She's like, "Nah, not really." like looks bored. I literally, like, she was borderline about to go, no, I just like it when it goes vroom, vroom, fast. And I thought she was about to break out, like, a nail file and just start, like, doing her nails. Like, I was just, like, freaking out.
No, white girls treat police like their friend's dad. Like, they're like, he can't really do anything. He kind of stares at me sometimes, but it's whatever.
Yeah, that's, like, his thing, you know. And, then the cop just came back and he was like, man, just don't do it again. Like, it's not, like, literally broke the law blatantly, had no remorse, seemed borderline pissed and bored the entire time. And the cop was basically like, hey, I'm sorry I wasted your guys' time.
Wow. White women, they really are the, they're the extra life, man. They're like that green mushroom in Mario. You just get by.
Literally, though. I had another time. I was on a way to a show in Indiana we were actually running late for. So I was with another white woman, Drew Lauren, who's a funny comic, and she was fucking going 80 in a 40 as well, and almost hit a firefighter car, not like the giant truck, but it was like
one of those weird,
It like almost rammed in the back of him. Then he pulls his lights out. He's like, "Yo, what's in my car? I'm calling the cops. You're gonna get a fucking reckless driving ticket." And then like a minute later, he's like, "You know what? Never mind. You guys." Literally, she almost assaulted a government vehicle, and then he was like, "You know what? Kids make mistakes. You know, they do what they got to." And so that's all my advice is, ideally, like, carry one with you at all times. Like, if you're gonna go drive around, it should just be in your car at all times.
Or just buy,
like, the license registration.
Buy one of those inflatable ones if you can't get a real one.
Yeah, honestly, that you would be in way more trouble with the police if they came up. Would they even? Like, what would the reaction be if you had, like, an inflatable fuck doll in the passenger seat? They would just be like, "There's bodies."
Probably.
They would 100%. They would. There's no way if you're just like license registration. You're like, hey, sorry, the old missus is mouthing off again. If you know what I mean. They'd be like, "Sir, get on the fucking ground."
The old balloon and chain here is really keeping that from happening.
Yeah, really, really, really mouthing off today.
Stop looking so surprised. But no, I seeing some of those videos of the riot police, man, it is absolutely, like, they are everybody who has been a bully in middle school and elementary school and high school.
They become cops.
It's the number one, bruh. It is the number one. All of the, like, mean kids in my grade, at least two or three of them are cops, for sure. Has anybody, and the people who are like, "Oh, there are some good cops. My fucking brother-in-law is a cop, and he's great." He might be a nice guy, but I'm asking this genuinely. Is there any cops where you're like, "That's a fun guy"? Like, he might be nice, but is anybody happy that he's at the party?
A fun cop is at best still a shitty.
Exactly. Guy. Like, he just.
You know what I mean? Like, there's literally, I don't think there's ever been like, "Dude, my brother who's a cop is showing up later, and dude,
he parties."
Down. Like, no, he's. He's going to be lame. He's weird. I'll have a couple beards. Then I'll be like, "Yeah, one time I walked in, there's just blood everywhere." And we'll be like, "All right, we'll just be like, "Gee, we're getting out of here. Okay. You've ruined the vibe." You know, we'll have a couple. We'll be like, "Just drive the store." He's like, "You're really going to drive after this condition?" And you're like, "Fucking Christ."
And if you have a cop there, he's the only one that can tell any stories. No one else can tell a story around a cop because he's like, "Were you driving down Old County Road 72 when you were doing that?" And you're like, "Yeah." And you're like, "That seems a bit fast for County Road 72, buddy."
Yeah. I mean, literally.
Like, any story, like, "Well, did you have that gun registered? Is that a registered firearm?" God, you suck, man. Let's just fucking get rid of them. We could police our own streets, bro. We got dogs.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, that's. But it's definitely. It's insane. I do think that people calling for, like, you know, defunding and funding them in different ways is really true, especially for, like, all the mental health stuff, because especially in my own life, it's like, can you think of a worse situation? Because they're generally the only people that respond to, like, any sort of mental health issue. So, like, can you imagine a worse person? Like, you're about to kill yourself, and you're like, "You know who we got to talk to you? A middle school bully with a gun who thinks expressing emotions in any way is okay." Anyway, Here he is, your knight in shining.
Get him over here. Oh, and by the way, he's underpaid 2 a.m, and he's pissed. So let's.
He's real mad. So you better want to kill yourself, because he may kill you. So your dream might come true, though. That's the plus. That's
I had
note.
A buddy who was freaking out on acid one time, and he was like super paranoid that we were like demons trying to get him, and we had to call the police. And like that is exactly what he was afraid of in that moment. Was he was like, someone's gonna get me with tasers and guns and stuff.
Unless you're being robbed or murdered or someone's coming in, I don't know if you'd be like, oh yeah, let's get the cops in here now. There's very few moments where you're like, oh fuck yeah, the police are here. You know, very very rare is I've been like, hey dude, also some cop cars pulled up and I'm just stoked.
That's so when things happy. Got great.
Yeah, and that's when it all just turned around. So speaking of the police, if you've been listening to the podcast, which of course you have, because what else is there besides the pod? The pod is the
everything.
The glowing light. I've been telling a lot of stories about my dad. He's crazy, schizophrenia, doing a lot of crazy. You're probably wondering at some point, what the fuck did you guys do? Did you do anything? Well, we did a couple of times. So, I was around like freshman in high school, floating the idea of like committing my dad to my grandparents, because that's what you do with the crazy. They need some sort of help. But he didn't think he was crazy. You had to like commit him involuntarily. So you have to like sign a paper that's like he's a danger to himself and others, and do that. So,
I can't imagine that's like a celebratory day. I can't imagine that's...
No, it's not a fun day. We didn't have a cake.
There wasn't any candles or anything.
There wasn't a customizable cake that it was like him with like a wrapped in like a straitjacket. It was like a get well
just
soon.
Just
cake,
a big
you know?
Sash that says a danger to myself and others across his chest. Yeah.
No, it wasn't. No, it's not a fun. It's not like woo, we signed the paper. You know, it's not a great. Yeah. So, and then also you sort of have to, like, spring it on them, you know. So you have to kind of trap them. And I remember the day it happened because for some reason that morning, we went to Brugger's Bagels. Which I just remember it was a weird choice because, like, well, you can't commit your dad in an empty stomach, right? Let's get some Brugger. You want some bacon? You're going to want some bacon. You're going to want a little extra today. Hey, this kid deserves it, okay? And so, you know, we've got the bagels. We're eating the bagels. We're going to my grandma's house where he lives.
What if Brugger's was the thing that his brain needed? Like, he took, like, a couple bites of the bagels, and he was like, guys, I think
he's like, you know, I think I was being a little just outlandish back there. I was like, now that I think about it, that doesn't make sense at all. Anyway, I'm going to go apply for some jobs, and, you guys need anything?
Yeah, this cinnamon raisin, I'm really grounded right now. I think I want to provide for my son here, Kenyon, you know?
Yeah, I was like, guys, I think I'm going to reaffirm my vows. I don't know what it is. These... I just feel like... Keep
these bagels coming. Raisin. I might get a 401k, all right?
Yeah, like, these raisins are... So... But no, the bagels didn't save them. I remember because my grandparents live in a pretty nice suburban neighborhood, and four cop cars showed up at like 11 in the morning. So, and in my head, I was like, are they going to arrest every one of his voices in his head individually? Why are you sending four fucking cop cars? Like, what the fuck is the point of that? And then in my head, I'm also thinking, like, what a dumb way to deal with, like, hey, the problem is this guy thinks the government's after him. And we tried to fix it by literally making the government after it. It kind of felt like fantasy camp, where we're like, we're going to make your dream come true. And he takes a photo with him. And, and then I think, when they came and stuff, I mean, he had the whole, like, I knew this would happen or whatever. But then also it was weird. He just started acting completely fine. Like, I think it is maybe somewhere in his head, he was like, you know what? I don't believe in that anymore.
Yeah.
He was like, now that people are here. I mean, you know what? Maybe they aren't after me. I take it back. But then he had to, you know, he went with them, and to be continued.
Yeah.
On the saga that is fuck you, dad. Because that was it. And then we just ate a pizza, and then my grandpa just doesn't know how to deal with things. He was just like, yeah, you know, your dad, I don't agree with him a lot of things. And I was like, that's a way to put it. Sure.
I don't agree with his mental disability, but
yeah. As if it was like a debate. I was like, yeah. I mean, I don't think he does ideally either. If he was,
I also like that, Like, that was the one moment in your life, like, when the cops were in the house and he starts acting normally, where you're like, Dad, no, just have an episode, okay? Which it just...
That's what I literally... I was getting pissed. Yeah, I was like, no. I felt like an acting coach where I was like, it's in you. Do it. Show them what you're made of. You know what I mean? I was just like, God, no. You're fucking... You're not getting out of this one, God damn. Because then I felt great. I'm like, am I crazy?
Right.
Because my head is... And then he was just sort of talking about, like, yeah, like, I'm just, I don't know what's going yeah. on. You know what I mean? And then I was just sort of like.
Of all times, like, you have a breakdown at the movie theater, you have a breakdown at the Target, but when there's cops in our house, you're totally, oh, no, I'm a good dad.
Yeah, like, you're like, hey, you guys want any breakfast? I've been whipping up some eggs here. We got a joyous game of catch going on, if you guys want to join it, you know.
My dad actually had a run-in with a police officer because... this was a while ago, but do you remember that show Extreme Home Makeover?
Yeah.
So there was a house like a couple blocks away from me that got picked for an Extreme Home Makeover. So this was like huge. So like a ton of the streets around the house were closed off, and on our house across the street from the driveway, the city had put little signs that said no parking. But this is on the other side of the street. So people were, like, parking on our side of the street and in our yard and stuff. And so my dad, who's, like, a total lawn freak, like, he's one of those sort of, like, green thumb dudes. I feel like it's something in dad culture where you're, like, you look at a patch of grass and you're, like, that. I will care about that more than anything.
You're, like, that is the most important thing.
Know what it is. Like, you have something about having a kid makes you love grass. Something it's weird.
Right.
But so people are parking all over the grass. So my dad just says, fuck it. And he grabs some of these no parking signs and starts putting them in our lawn. And then, you know, some of these people move, and then no one is parking on our side of the street. Everyone's happy. But then a cop starts walking up our driveway. And white female cop, which is a different breed. I feel like they're
a little bit, they got a little bit something to prove. They're generally a little bit more.
Yeah. Well, I can get it probably because she works with cops. That's her coworkers.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be like that too. I'd be like, this fucking sucks. Everyone's up each other's ass all day. And I'm a lady cop. So I got to be tough for the people I'm talking to and be tough to these dudes. It's got to be hell. And especially today, because she did not know what she was coming at. Because she's looking at my dad, and she probably just thinks, oh, like tall, Midwesterner, white guy. And she comes up,
she has no idea that she's facing the
British wrath, bruh. And so she comes up our driveway, and she comes up to him, and she goes, hey, are you the owner of this property? And he goes, hey, what's it to you? To a police officer.
That is the balls on that. If you want to talk about white privilege, the white privilege of being like, well, what does the fucking matter to you? It's like, this is an official that, it matters to that person clearly a lot. They can throw you on the ground if they want.
He did not, like, stop planting plants. He was, like, digging in the lawn or whatever. Didn't even look up.
That is so fucking what's
it to you? And she goes, well, somebody has been moving state properties, state-owned signs to your yard, and that is illegal. And I can charge you with a misdemeanor if you're the, like, owner of this property. And my dad just goes, enough with the bureaucracy. Enough with the bloody bureaucracy. I don't want people fucking parking in my bloody lawn. If they want to park in my bloody lawn, it's $50 an hour, and I will see to it that they will pay. And now the cop is like, she kind of like does the, you can tell when a cop is like, all right, I might have to, she like takes the step back and puts her shoulder up, starts talking into her walkie, starts doing like, oh, we got a code.
See, at that point, your dad would already be.
Yeah. Oh, no. The second he raised his voice. You know what I'm saying?
That is so fucking insane.
He's a crazy person.
Your dad just went, enough with the bureaucracy. To be fair, that's what we all want to say. To be fair, that'd be a great protest slogan. It's like, enough with the bureaucracy.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? I mean, but that's a hilarious thing to yell at a police officer. Enough with the bureaucracy.
No way that she... I mean, she probably knows what bureaucracy means, but she's just like, I'm not even going to deal with this. I'm just going to.
What is that? I'm not going to acknowledge
that. I'm going to call for backup. And so she calls, and then, of course, like, two more cop cars come. And this is when my dad, I think, starts kind of, like, realizing I'm an immigrant. I might need to kind of chill out here for a little bit. And so she goes, is there going to be an issue? Is there going to be – she keeps, like, pressing, like, getting in my dad's face. Like, is there an issue? Is there an issue? And he goes, no, just do what you got to do. Do what you got to do and get the fuck out of here. And so
– ooh, my God.
So they give him a ticket for – I don't even know what it was, like, manipulating state something. And then so they start walking. It's like her and two other dude cops now, and they're walking down the driveway after giving him the ticket. And he's, like, yelling at him. He goes, right, good, servicing our bloody country. Protect and serve. Protect and serve. He starts doing to their backs. Mind you, they're not looking at it, but he starts doing the Hitler Heil.
He's doing Wait, so you got a $50 fine?
It was something like that. It was some fine for moving the parking
space. Your dad got a fine, and he started screaming, protect and serve, and then doing the Nazi salute to them.
Yeah.
That is so fucking hilarious. That's the same way that, like, 2 months ago, you know, what angered people was, like, you got to wear a mask in a restaurant. And they're like, boys, get the van. We're grabbing guns. And I'll go down in a blaze of glory to kill this fucking tyranny. You know what I mean? And that was your issue. But now that with George Floyd, they're like, you know what? You guys should respect the police. But a minute ago, they were literally, they'd shoot a mayor in the head.
Yeah.
To get a haircut. You know what I mean? That is so fucking funny. Protect and serve! Your dad go. I mean, if your dad's like a martyr for the cause. It'd be great if that was, like, your dad had, like, a website and had, you know, that was, like,
his yeah, protect goal. And serve.
Yeah, it was just fucking, it just still talks about that fine.
Oh, like, his whole mission is to get the fine back?
Just to get the fine dropped.
But, yeah, after that, like, I don't know, I've never had that, like, I don't have that from my dad or whatever it is. Whenever I've been pulled over.
Boldness to yell at the police? Absolutely fucking
I have none
not.
Of that.
Who the fuck would do that? I turned into such a weaselly little
oh,
bitch.
Oh, God, yeah.
Every time the cops run around. It really is, like, terrifying. I mean, the only other situation, the street situation I was in, which is probably honestly, the most blatant crime, where I know I said white women get away with anything, but, you know, only so far, was when I got pulled over with an ex of mine. And she was a large alcoholic, and she would, you know, had a funny habit of drinking beer in the car while she was driving because she wanted to take the edge off the drive.
Yeah, you know, and, it's a long 15-minute drive.
It's a long drive to work in the morning. She's going to have a few, okay? And she would drink the beer and then throw them in the back seat of her car. You know, because she's drunk, right? She doesn't need to be bothered to even recycle. So she drives around with just a shit ton of empty beer bottles in the back of her car just to send a message to anybody who even casually looks in. I need help.
Yeah.
And I'm a threat to myself and others.
Empty beer bottles in a car is, it's actually called evidence. That's what that is.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. So that particular evening, I'm still underage, and we do a show, and we're hanging out at the comedy club, we're getting drunk in the car because it's the only way I get drunk because I'm underage and she's very much of age, and we have some other kids in there, we're getting drunk in the car, we're smoking weed in the car, and once we're good and drunk and high, we think, let's go take the 45-minute drive.
Let's
home.
Start the car.
You know?
Yeah.
let's take the car, and I guess she was so drunk the last couple months, she did not notice that her tags were expired, so at 4 in the morning, we get pulled over, and the cop, I remember he just had the flashlight on, and he was walking up to her side. And before, he just, like, had, like, a double take where he saw the empties in the back. And you could tell in his face, it was just, like, in my head, it was, like, the most open and shut crime. It was just a good, it was literally, like, justice being served. It's, like, it was literally looking at his face. It was, like, oh, these people are fucking
yeah.
scum. And he's, like, and then he walks up. And then it's, like, ma'am, have you been drinking? Literally sitting in a mound of empty beer cans. This woman went, officer, I haven't had a drink in, like, 5 days. And I was like, I was just, what the fuck? And And he was like, "Sir, have you been drinking?" I said, "I've had a few. I'm fucked up. I'm an Adderall. I'm just." And he's like, "License and registration? We literally cannot find the license and registration under the drug paraphernalia. Like, you had to look under a bowl. There's so much other crimes hiding the shit that we had to look around. There's like a coke tin. There's like, what the fuck?" And so she finally, I handed him a paper license because she couldn't find her actual license. Okay. So, you know, so I hand him my paper license because that's the only license I can find at the moment. He goes, "You're drunk and you're 19. Do you not realize that that's a problem?" And I was like, you got me, officer. And then he takes my girlfriend out of the car. He didn't even need to do it. The field sobriety check was like just polite. It was like, "Do you even need to do it? She's trashed." Yeah. There's a literal she's driving around in a recycling bin. You know what I mean? And that's when the cop kind of started bullying me. He's like, "What are you guys, like girlfriend and boyfriend or something?" It's like, just fucking emasculated me. That's, he's like, "You know what you look like? You're like Screech." And then, you know, she blows, over the limit that you're legally allowed to drive because she's an alcoholic, throwing her in the back, and that's when they're giving me the drinking ticket, and then they found a little coke tip, but there's no, like, active residue they can tell. But then the whole time he's, like, messing with me, he's like, "You know your girlfriend fucking snorts coke?" And I was like, "No, I didn't know that." He's like, "Was that on your side? Is it yours?" And then I was just, at that point, I was like, I hate her. Like, at that point, I was already like, "I'm ready to testify. Yeah. I don't give a, I'm not falling down for that." So, and then he wouldn't even give me I lived like a mile and a half away from where he picked me up, and they'd be like, "If you walk away from here, I'm gonna charge you with public intoxication. You're getting charged." And I was like, "Okay, well, can you guys give me a ride?" He's like, "You don't get to break the law. Get a free ride." And I was like,
I can't walk, and I can't like, have a free ride. I guess I'll just fly then.
Yeah, basically come pick me up at 4:30 in the morning on the side of the road. And eventually another cop picked me up and like drove me back to the house. But it was just such an insane thing. So
it's almost like a cult. It's like a weird America cult.
Cops?
Yeah, they're like Jehovah's Witnesses, but for like this weird, like, it's the United States law, and that is important.
It's just a lot of fucking douche where it's like, "Dude, I'm 19. I'm clearly making a mistake. I'm clearly in a bad phase. Drop me off at my mom's house.
You've already given me the ticket.
We're done. You got $300 out of me. It's fucking done." You know, and also the hilarious part is they took all the beer out of the car and stacked it up on the police cruiser like as evidence, and it formed like an actual pyramid. Like it formed like a structure that was impressive. Like it literally, I was like, "Oh, that is a work of art. It'd be kind of trash for you to take that down." So, yeah. But yeah, that was completely insane. And, you know, the worst she got was a DUI. So it's just fucking.
But you know what? Everyone's alive, so.
Right, that's what I'm saying, though. It's like, it would have been way. And she was a dick. She was just kind of being like, I'm fuck. And it was like the most open. I'm like, at that point, this is just like, we're fucked. We're being dumb. And we fucked up. So that's what that is. I even said that when the lights went off. I'm like, "You do realize we're absolutely fucked, right? Like, you're drunk. The car is full of beer cans. And we're done. We're done."
Oh, that's the worst feeling too. When you look in your rearview mirror and you just know
the second a legal authority comes to investigate your life, they're gonna be like,
"Any authority, to be honest." If there's a car behind me with my dad in it, I'd be equally like, "Oh, I'm fucked."
Yeah, your dad comes up, he's like, "Wait, you're recording? No, Mick, I want you to tell the audience where exactly you're recording from and what you're doing right now."
Oh yeah, I am back home. I'm visiting my parents right now, so I am recording the podcast in my closet.
You're recording a podcast in a closet. So how would if your dad opened and was like, "What?" Like, if your dad in a cop uniform is like, "License and like, what are you doing with your life?" If he opened the door right now and shined a blue flashlight and just went, "Nick, where do you see yourself in 5 years?"
Wouldn't I'd be like, "Well, Dad."
Equally terrified.
I'd be like, "Well, Dad, it looks like I'm going back to college."
Yeah.
Hey guys, you just listened to another episode of Fuck You Dad. If you could follow us on our Instagram, which is FCKYOUDAD podcast. That's the important one. We also have a Twitter account, which is FCKYOUDADPODCA1. If you could follow that. Also, please submit any father stories that you have that you'd like us to make fun of, laugh at, or share. Shoot that to our Instagram DMs. And if you could please go ahead and rate the podcast, share the podcast with your friends and family that might enjoy it. And keep listening. Thank you so much.